This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A reminder that Republic Broadcasting is having their start of the year fundraiser. We need your help to get the message out to the American people. We're not part of the big corporate media that's feeding you reasons to go to war and everything. So go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit the donate button. You will find a PayPal link, an address to send something to anonymously, or you can call 800-724-2719. If you donate $100 or more, you get your choice of the RBN t-shirt, RBN coffee mug, or the 25-ounce copper round Texas commemorative coin. That number is 800-724-2719. Dan, the man, is in our control room right now, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Oh, it's 25 one-ounce coins. I'm sorry. I thought it was a one single 25-ounce coin. I almost donated myself to get one of those. All righty. Anyway, now, joining us on the phone is Jim Chrysoulas. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Well, the reason I wanted to get you on the show, this is kind of a personal indulgence for me because I'm a guy and I have a thing for edged weapons. I was on my college fencing team. I've done sword fight choreography as part of my film work through the years. And I was just surfing the web looking for 5160 carbon steel rapiers because I live in Hawaii and everything around here is katanas. And anybody who's actually worked with the edged weapons knows that most of what you will find online or in the stores are made of very poor quality metal that would not stand up to actual combat. So I was looking for 5160 carbon steel because I can't even begin to afford the L6. And I stumbled across Jim's website, atar.com, A-T-A-R.com. And there on the front page was a very sad story. And Jim, would you tell everybody what happened to your forge and equipment?
Oh, with the scrappers, yeah. I got burgled. They basically cleared out my, they broke into my one of my outbuildings and took one of my big coal forges, which had to be more than one person on that one because that was close to 300, 400 pounds. They took all my they took all my pommel stock, all my raw materials. Luckily, they didn't get any of my blades because those were locked up in the studio, but they got into the two of the out-storage buildings, and that really kind of upset me.
Now, you said scrappers, so we're not talking about a rival swordsmith who wants to improve his shop. Basically, they came in and took all this high-quality steel and tools to sell for the scrap value. Now, that's depressing.
They caught the guys.
Oh, they did? I didn't get that update. Is he going to be able to return some of the stuff?
They're going to be able to return the forge, but the steel cable and the generic bar stock that I cannot identify absolutely, they're not going to be able to return.
I see. Now, obviously, for we know that a lot of knives and blades and everything are forged in factories and just stamped out. But you are a hand crafting sword smith. We're not going to see your blades on the Knife Channel, which is actually running on cable TV. It's like the Jewelry Channel. There's now a Knife Channel where they sit there and they show all these you know, really cheaply made knives on the little turntable, and the voice is droning on there.
Yeah, is that the one where the sword broke and it stabbed the guy?
Yes, that's right. That did happen. They were flinging a sword around and it came apart and they accidentally stabbed somebody. And again, for those of you who are into knife or sword ownership, a lot of what's out there is decorative only, especially the stainless steel blades. If it's not a full tang blade, I have a rule here in my house. I only have weapons that are actually usable in combat. The one exception to that is on the back wall, and that's that Conan sword somebody sent me for my birthday. That's actually, the handle is put together so weak, I don't even dare exercise with it because the thing's going to come apart. But I want weapons that are usable because I used to be on the fencing team. And if you're using a blade that's poorly made, you can wind up hurting yourself more than the guy that you're trying to deal with. How long have you been a swordsmith?
Going on close to 50 years.
Boy, that's a very, very long time. Obviously, you are somebody who loves the craft. You're not probably not getting rich off of doing this. It's just something that you enjoy doing.
It's a love-hate relationship.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling. Well, I'm really glad to hear that you at least got your forge back, and I understand that a lot of your customers basically got onto your website and bought up your existing inventory to get a cash injection so you're back up and running, because I'd hate to see a craftsman, yet another craftsman vanish off the face of the earth because of these criminal activities. Again, let's share with our listeners the different kinds of steel you will find in weapons that are available for sale, why some are okay and some are not okay.
Well, I have to take exception with, I have to take exception with one of the things you said about stainless steel.
Yes.
Not all stainless steels are equal. There are some excellent cutlery-grade stainless steels out there that make a fantastic knife. 440C, AEBL, 154CM, 17-4 precipitation hardening. These are all cutlery-grade stainless steels.
Okay.
Now, does that mean it's going to make a good sword? Probably not. It's too brittle. But you're talking
yes.
Apples and oranges between a knife and a sword. But, you know, if you look at a blade that says, if they advertise it, there are three different kinds of 440 stainless. You have 440A, 440B, and 440C. If all you see is somebody advertising 440 stainless steel, stay away from it because it's probably the cheap end of the 440 series.
Probably. I remember some years ago when, and we're talking like a quarter of a century ago, I was going to go on a trip to an island in the Caribbean, and I bought myself supposedly a stainless steel diver's knife and took it and used it. And by the time I got home, it was already starting to rust. And so sometimes, even though they stamp them stainless, I understand there are even forms of stainless steel that aren't really stainless and will rust when they're exposed to salt water.
Stainless steel is not rust-free.
Okay.
It is rust-resistant.
Okay.
You know, if you take a piece of, let's say, 1095, which is my favorite all-time knife steel in the world, some very fine, what I mean by fine cutlery, I'm talking about knives that will cut and cut and cut, not necessarily the most expensive, but the most usable, are made of 1095.
Okay.
Okay, you cut a piece of cheese with 1095, it's going to turn purple. You cut a tomato with 1095, it's going to turn black. That's what they mean by stainless. You cut a piece of cheese with a stainless knife, it's not going to turn purple or black. But when you start talking about edge cutting, you know, edge holding, and cutting ability, there's a lot more to it than just the steel.
Okay.
You can have a piece of absolutely finest steel in the world with lousy heat treating, and it's not going to cut. And you can take a piece of mediocre steel that has spot on heat treating, it's going to cut quite well. So there's a lot more to it than just the material. It's how the material is used, heat treated, the blade geometry, which is meant by the shape of the blade, the length of the angle bevels, how the edge is put on it. There's a lot of little intricate things in here. You know, a knife is the second oldest tool known to man, the club being the first.
Well, you know, obviously, you know far more about this than I do. I'm just sort of a dilettante, as it was, and my focus is on the swords. You know, I certainly have my share of Swiss Army knives and everything. We're coming up on a commercial break, and Jim, I'd like you to stick with us through the commercial break. And when we come on back, I'd like to ask more about how long it takes you to make some of your knives. How long it takes to make a sword, just sort of an insight into the craftsmanship of what it is you do. So we're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with master swordsmith and knifesmith Jim Hrsulas. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And I think if you go over to his website, atar.com, that's ATAR.com, it's linked to whatreallyhappened.com, and you take a look at examples of his work, these are all one-of-a-kind, absolute masterpieces. These would look perfectly at home in a museum, obviously much prized by collectors, and I'm just delighted that they caught the guy who ripped off your forge, that you got your supplies back, and you're continuing to do what you're doing. Would you share with our listeners how much time it takes to produce a knife and a sword, and the immense amount of work that it takes to go in making one of these superb weapons?
Well, that's kind of a very open-ended question here.
Well, we only have about 9 minutes.
Depending on what it is, you know, the material, once you get the material, it's pretty much the same amount of time. But if you'll say you're using a carbon steel like 5160 for a migrationary period sword with 32-inch blade, 2 inches wide, full-length bore down the center of it, spatula point, three-piece guard and pommel, you're looking at once you decide how you're going to make it, you're looking anywhere between 20 to 25 hours. Now, that same blade and pattern welded steel, I could have 60 hours in just making the steel.
Yeah, pattern welding, that's a very, very difficult process. Can I ask you a real quick question, because I'm curious? Lately, we've been seeing this mass-produced Damascus layered steel. Is that any good? What's coming out of Asia, is that any good compared to, like, the authentic?
Well, depends on the materials that they're using. Labor is labor. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, done in this country. It doesn't matter if it's done somewhere else. If the craftsmanship is there and they use quality materials, you're going to have a quality product.
I think this is actually bulk produced in a factory. It's not actually being made by hand, because they're putting it out in these huge, huge blocks of material. Anyway, I didn't mean to take away from that. What's the longest you've ever spent working on a sword?
2 years.
2 years. Wow, that must have been a magnificent, magnificent weapon. I hear from your terms that you're obviously very knowledgeable about the history of the weapons as well. And it's just amazing. I wish we actually had a little bit more time to go into it, because it's a subject I personally find very, very fascinating. What do you have up on your website right now? Let's assume that some of our listeners out there are knife enthusiasts and sword enthusiasts, and let's be honest, they've got the kind of money it takes to buy these, because these are not cheap. Let's just be honest.
I have nothing up. My clientele, God bless them, when they found out I got burgled, cleaned me out. They stood up to the plate and they bought everything off my website. Right now, I'm in the middle of putting up some more pieces. Throwing axes and spears are coming out now. I'll have several swords up in about another 2 weeks, and then it's just stocking and pages. I mean, I was amazed. I had, you know, I was down and out. Basically, I was looking at, you know, closing the doors when that burglary happened, and, you know, praise unto the powers that be, everybody said, we can't have this.
I think it's a measure of people's respect for your work. And I think it's very refreshing in this age of mass-produced junk that lasts 2 days out of the warranty, that there's still people who respect this kind of quality craftsmanship and understand what it really means. And I'm glad they came in and kept you from vanishing. So I'm certainly going to be checking back to your website, just because I like to admire from afar. What swords are you currently working on that you're going to be putting up in the next 2 weeks?
Well, I was hoping that movie 47 Ronin would be halfway decent.
Yeah. They took that story really kind of away from the original one. I mean,
they have in common is the title.
Yes.
You know, it's a very moving story. It's just very dull. I mean, you know, it actually happened. It took 2.5 years for them to get back at the guy, but they did. You know, and it was just a whole political mess. But I was hoping the 47 Ronin would go and I'd get rid of these last Japanese blades I was doing for my fourth book. So those would be going back up. I've got like 5 or 6 of them, and I ain't making those enter more again. Forget it. I sliced my thumb on one a couple of weeks ago. It took me 10 days to get the sutures out. It's not fun. But,
oh, my God. Do you fold your blades?
No, I do it the lazy way. I don't just fold them. I cut them I'll hammer it out longer, then cut it into 3 or 4 pieces, and then weld those back.
I actually saw a documentary about one of the top swordsmiths in Japan, and that's exactly what they did. They weren't technically folding it. They were breaking it apart and simply putting it back together and hammering it. So that's certainly a different way to approach the same problem. I'm sorry that you cut your thumb. I actually have a scar on this finger from an accident with a knife years ago. Fortunately, my doctor played five-string banjo, as do I, and he did a really good job of putting me back together. So you've got some Japanese blades that you're going to be putting up there, and then you're going to focus more on the European-style weapons.
I've got some European stuff. I finally got my knee hooks on an original Frankish throwing axe, the Francesca.
Yes.
I have an original piece that was on loan for me from a museum curator back east who asked me to remain nameless. I think this is one of those, oh, we're going to take it out in the middle of the night and loan it to Jim so I can study it thing.
I certainly understand that.
I've really learned a lot from looking at it, and he allowed me to sandblast the crud off it. And I can see the structure, how these things are put together, and this is some pretty sophisticated forging for somebody that's basically beating it on a rock. So I'll have like 10 of those Frankish throwing axes up, coming up, a whole bunch of other little tiny throwing axes, spear points, and some, you know, boot knives and swords and everything else coming up next few weeks to a month.
Well, obviously, this is the kind of stuff anybody who's in the Society for Creative Anachronism would love to own. And I'm going to ask you point blank, are any of your swords and knives actually in museums right now?
Yes.
I'm not surprised.
There are several on display. In Europe, one in New York Metropolitan, and one at used to be at the Norton Simon, Pasadena.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's again, just looking at the photos at the website, I'm not surprised at all. And again, I think the reason that all of your fans of your website stepped forward and bought the inventory to get you going again is just we see so much in the modern era that's just slapped together. You know, just get it out the door and get the money, that when we finally get to see a real craftsman who's obviously in as much love with his craft as you are and is producing something that is just of unsurpassed quality, we want to support that. And that's the reason I got you on the show here. Again, I'm glad that you got your forge and everything back. But it was just because I know enough about swords and knives to recognize somebody who's really trying to make the very best that they can. And one more time again, of course, Jim's website is atar.com, A-T-A-R.com. And even if you can't afford to buy one of these high-end, magnificent weapons, you can go in there and drool all over them and then wipe off your keyboard when it's done. We have about 1 minute left, Jim. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience?
No, just remember that, you know, there's a lot that goes into these things. You know, what I do is the old-fashioned way, hammer, anvil, tongs, and a fire. You get it hot, hit it, and go from there.
Well, I'm hoping at some point maybe you'll actually do some videos of you working on these and putting them up there. In fact, I have another idea I need to discuss with you off the air to sort of get this out there. Because it is something that I think people actually feel hungry for. Somebody who's making something that's supposed to be durable and beautiful and useful, and they're not designing it to fall apart someplace in the future to force somebody to buy another one. We're coming up on a commercial break. Jim, it's been a delight having you. I may have you back again in the near future. Like I said, it's just a personal thing for me. And thank you very much for spending time with us today. It's been educational and entertaining as well. We got to take a break for commercials. I know we got a caller waiting on the line to talk about global warming. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones here. Dylan in Manhattan, thank you very much for waiting while we finished our interview with Jim. And what's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Aloha, Mike. How's the weather over there?
Well, it's very blustery and very cool.
Well, in the New York area, it's like the teens, and in Florida, it's just above freezing. And Miami is like 50 degrees. And also, the reactor core of Fukushima is pretty hot there still. Still belching radiation. I bet if the Apollo astronauts were in the Apollo moon, Apollo Command Module, they're in the reactor core.
They'd stay there.
From the radiation.
Yeah, they'd
probably
stay.
Safe
they'd
from
stay.
The radiation. The Apollo Moon, the Apollo thing has it's pretty much shielding. So it's like the you know, it's like few chest x-rays go through the really valve radiation belt.
Well, yeah. Actually, to be very, very honest, the radiation shielding on the Apollo, it was just designed to protect them going through the Van Allen belts, and even then it didn't work all that well. The astronauts reported seeing these strange flashes of light, which was radiation cosmic rays hitting the rods and cones on their retina and triggering a response. So it was a reduction. But they were taking a risk on that mission. But again, short-term exposure isn't as much of a problem as outright contamination, which is what we're dealing with Fukushima, because a fish that is contaminated with radiation off the coast of Fukushima is still just as contaminated when it swims over to San Diego. And that is really the major problem out there.
Also, Michael Savage mentioned on the show that the anybody who receives public assistance should be banned from voting and should be drug tested. And he competes against you directly at the same time slot, and that's pretty crazy because the guy who was running got the bailout for Fiat was a known coke addict. Guy, I think Marconi's name was the guy, CEO of Fiat overbought Chrysler. He wasn't given a drug test, and he was known to be a coke addict. And he wants, you know, these absurd things conservative radio puts out on these crazy discredited ideas. Don't even,
Well, I don't listen to Michael Savage anyway for reasons like that. Certainly, a lot of this public assistance and certainly the immigration bill is all about getting new voters to support the Democratic Party for what will be a contentious election this year. If you go back to that documentary, Inside Job, they talk about the fact that a large portion of the people working on Wall Street are doing cocaine because they're just hooked on that pleasure, adrenaline rush. They hooked up some of these traders to PET scans, and every time they did a big financial score, the part of the brain that lit up is exactly the same part of the brain that lights up when you do cocaine. So that's why we call them money junkies. It's an addictive problem. It doesn't matter how much money they get. They need a bigger fix. That's what happened with Bernie Madoff. So you're absolutely right. If we're going to be doing drug testing anybody, we ought to be drug testing the people who are running these corporations and certainly all of our government officials upon whom so much of our lives are dependent. The guy down the street who's doing cocaine, he doesn't affect my life all that much. But, you know, when you have politicians and CEOs who are on drugs of any kind, including SSRIs, it's going to alter their thinking, and they're going to make very, very poor decisions. And we've certainly, the quality of thinking coming out of the White House over the last couple of years has been very, very questionable.
Right, and what happened was these conservative, the radio talk shows are collapsing their audiences on radio, conservative radio talk shows, and Hannity's basically is dropping off the map, and he's in the show was taken off the air in some stations, and but your show is gaining ground, and so people are just tired of hearing the same over and over again, the same broken record, and they want.
Well,
to hear
I think a lot of the so-called conservative radio shows are still out there pushing the war agenda, and the American people are tired of hearing about that. What we're pushing on this show and this network is common sense. And dealing with the reality of what all these situations are, we're not agenda-driven. We don't have anybody writing us big checks to push certain agendas, and that's why we can come out here and be 100% honest with our opinions and our criticisms.
What's quite interesting, Elon Musk of SpaceX, he also owns Tesla Motors, is using the descent motor of the Grumman lunar lander module on his rockets, because it was one of the first rocket engines to have a throttle on it. On history, and so something looks, I think it's a sort of like liquid engine.
Yes, it is.
Solid. Yeah, liquid engine. Yeah, it's a liquid engine, and he uses on SpaceX the same, based on that descent motor. And descent, actually, the lunar lander module actually is built on Long Island, New York, Bethpage.
Yes.
And, I know, I actually met some of the engineers who worked on the program. Actual people worked on, built the certain components of the craft and, thing. It was a big project. Grumman was a big operation in New York. Most of Grumman has shipped out of the states and out of New York, and as other parts of the country, they do very few facilities left. But they have Grumman. Also, the A-10 was built in New York too. The A-10
yes.
Warthog, and the F-14 was designed in Long Island and Tomcat. But this actually, the Russians actually have the most powerful liquid motors in the world. and the RF-170 is one of them. And they have some sort of like closed cycle rocket engines. It's pretty quite interesting. We're learning about them. Aerojet actually obtained Russian rocket motors from the Russian the space program from their moon program. And Aerojet's part of, I think, finally the parent company is changed name, and they learned a lot from the Russians. The Russians were actually heading some areas in rocketry, apparently.
Absolutely. There were two parallel developments, and they were ahead on some, and we were ahead on others. And there was some espionage going on. And there was a lot of open trading. Even though it was still the Soviet Union and everything, the U.S. government allowed them to buy Fisher space pens, because using pencils in outer space, especially when you sharpen them, you've got bits of graphite, which is conductive, floating around the cabin. And so the Fisher space pens were authorized for use by the cosmonauts. Again, a lot of the technology in the F-14 was originally developed in Russia. The swing wing geometry wings, the bearings that held it up, were actually originally Russian developments. There's a lot of that going back and forth. I really miss the... Now, I applaud SpaceX. They're doing a great job, and I have a lot of regard for them. But I do miss the deep commitment this country had back in the 1960s to thinking forward, to thinking about the future. And out of that came this huge technology incubator that fueled the tech boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now we're just sort of backing off on that. Obama's slashed the NASA budget to the point where they're talking about just pulling the plug on Cassini and Curiosity, even though we've already spent the money to build and transport these spacecraft to Mars and Saturn. They're not going to have enough money to keep the people at the control consoles. They're just going to flip the off switch, and that will be the end of it. I think that's an absolute tragedy. It seems right now our entire government is just focused on trying to solve the self-created economic mess by getting into another world war, because, hey, that's what worked the last two times. Anything else, Dylan?
Actually, there's a Canadian company that's developing quantum computing for the space program. Quantum Computing in Vancouver, Canada, is a Canadian company. I forgot the name of the company. It's not a relatively small company anyway. They were funded by Wall Street, by Goldman Sachs. One of the guys and thing runs mm-hmm. We sort of Goldman Sachs, and they immerse their chips in some sort of like liquid helium or liquid nitrogen. I think it's liquid helium, and mm-hmm. Something liquid helium. They cool this quantum computer, and some sort of it's quantum like a different. There's like a lot of videos on YouTube that explain quantum computing. A lot of things. Lectures on Intel's, a lot of lectures about it. And Intel's actually doing photonics, but they haven't, I've yet to see them doing quantum. But quantum computing, Google actually purchased a quantum computer from that Vancouver Canadian company. And they're using it apparently for certain things, and universities using it. They're actually solving some problems. And the most powerful American supercomputer, I think it's the Titan, I believe. And China actually has the fastest supercomputer in the world. But the American Titan uses GPUs from
graphics
American,
cards.
Yeah, graphics cards, basically from
NVIDIA.
NVIDIA. They use the Tesla graphics cards. Like that.
Yeah, and NVIDIA has now come out with a 900 core chip that's going to be hitting the market very soon. It's amazing.
NVIDIA's graphic chips are more so advanced. You actually could make a personal supercomputer with a couple of GPUs. And I think like a couple of like 16 core AMD chips. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I think AMD actually ASUS has one. Dell has one. Dell actually doesn't have to hide. It's a hidden.
Okay,
website.
Dylan, we're going to have to let you go here, and it's fascinating, and I could listen because I'm really into high end computing technology myself. But we're going to have to take a break for commercials, and then I got to wrap up today's show. So thank you, Dylan. We'll let you go. We'll be back after these words.
Yeah. Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in, Mike Pinheiro, Billy and Gray Leo. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike and Billy, open your eyes. Tune in, Mike Pinheiro, Billy and Gray Leo.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today here. We're getting word that just before Super Bowl Sunday, the craft companies announced there's a Velveeta shortage. So quick, buy up some Velveeta, and then by Super Bowl Sunday, you'll be able to sell it for twice the price here. It'll be a Velveeta bubble, Velveeta mania. It's going to be a problem for a lot of us. I was going to throw a wine and cheese tasting party with Velveeta and Thunderbird, and now I don't know what I'm going to do with that. All righty, let's see. Now, getting back to the extreme cold that is hitting the country. Obviously, people who heat their homes with fuel oil are going through that fuel oil a lot faster. And we are hearing up in New Hampshire, where apparently the companies that deliver the fuel oil bring a big tank truck to your home, fill up your little tank so you can keep your home heated, are not able to keep up with demand. And so there are people in their homes, they've run out of fuel oil, the house is starting to freeze, and the delivery company can't get to them. We could actually see a heating oil shortage before this winter is out, because everybody was doing all their buying and selling in the serene belief that snowfalls are a thing of the past. It's global warming. We don't have to have as much heating oil on hand to keep everybody warm. We don't need as much road grit. We don't need to, we don't need as many snow plows. We can sell off the extras, and now they're all being caught completely off guard by this absolute disaster. Not too surprisingly, looking back over the last year, that while most Americans are doing financially far worse than they were just a few years ago, Obama's campaign donors on Wall Street just somehow seem to be reaping huge, huge profits. And so when the Democrats start talking about income inequality as an issue for the coming November midterm elections, remember that Obama's own personal behavior is to increase that inequality, because his campaign donors made out like bandits here. Iran is still fuming over the fact that the United Nations will not invite them to the upcoming conference on Syria. And apparently the United States basically said that, well, you can show up as long as you agree to certain conditions ahead of time. And Iran came back and said, that's absolutely inappropriate. Nobody else who's attending that conference are being told ahead of time things they must agree to. And I think the U.S. concern is that Iran is a serious supporter. They back Assad, and they will be in there saying, all right, let's try diplomacy. And of course, the U.S. is trying to figure out some way to use this conference to convince Assad to leave, put in a U.S.-friendly puppet government, and start this horrible cycle all over again. Apparently, down in New Jersey, it's come out that 99% of all police brutality complaints go absolutely nowhere. No action on them, no response, nothing whatsoever. Greece, with all their bailouts and everything, their economic situation has been made worse, not better, by austerity. Their Greek exports are down. Nobody can actually afford to produce anything anymore because of how high costs are. So everything these money junkies are doing is great for the money junkies, but it doesn't work for ordinary people. Apparently, the European Commission is changing the European Union's plant legislation to basically ban all heirloom seeds. What does that mean? It means you will go to Monsanto and you will buy the GMO seeds to grow your food, or you will starve. So, again here. I want to talk about this article. We were talking about pharmaceutical companies and how they will put out products with very little testing. Very often it turns out the tests are rigged. They will destroy, ignore, conceal negative data because it's the rush to get the product onto the market and make a huge amount of money. And there's an article we put up at whatreallyhappened.com. 7 drugs whose dangerous risks emerged only after Big Pharma made its money. And I wanted to talk about this in light of the report that came out last week that statins, which were marketed and sold as a heart medication, you know, get rid of the plaque in your arteries, it's now found out it actually increases arterial calcification. The exact opposite of what everybody who bought and took that medication was told it would do. And so this goes down the list on medications like Vioxx. It was supposed to be the super aspirin. And doubled the risk of heart attacks. Fosamax was supposed to be an anti-osteoporosis drug. And apparently turned out to have all kinds of problems with heart problems, intractable pain, jawbone death, literally your lower mandible, increase the possibility of bone fractures and esophageal cancer. Lipitor was supposed to be one of the statin drugs. Nexium, Adderall. It just, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So let's see. CBS is now picking up the story about that person who went down to the beach in Southern California with a Geiger counter and found radiation 500% over normal. Five times normal levels. Did a little more investigation further out into the ocean. The readings are even higher than that. Got this UC Berkeley professor saying there's absolutely no correlation with the Japanese disaster. That's a completely impossible statement to make. He can't know unless he does an isotopic analysis of what's washing up on the west coast of the United States and what's coming out of Japan and says, see, they're completely different. It's the only way you could do that. But there's something washing up on the west coast of the United States and Canada. You remember the other day where the head of the county health department said, oh, it's just this disposable red picnic wear. That's causing the radiation, which is nonsense. And by the way, I went down to the store and I got some red plastic picnic wear, put it up to the radiation meter, nothing. This whole idea that, oh, it's the picnic wear, the guy is basically trying to get you to believe that American grocery stores are openly and willingly selling radioactive materials. And they're not going to do that. Not because of a concern from you, but because those materials are actually more expensive than the plastic they put in the plastic wear. Now, a while back, a lot of yellow colorations, yellow paints, yellow artist oil paints, were using uranium oxide. Those have now been pulled off the market because they're a radiation hazard. There is something going on the west coast of the United States. Earlier in the show, I was mentioning a whale calf with two heads washed up on the beach in Baja. There's something going on. No. Don't worry about that. Radiation's good for you. Worry about human-caused global warming because we can solve that with carbon taxes. And it's a reminder that this government is really good at solving problems they invent out of thin air. The Hegelian dialectic. I'm going to invent a problem, human-caused global warming, then I'll sell you a solution, carbon taxes. Now, I don't want to see people suffer this winter. I don't want to see the homeless freezing to death. I don't want to see people who still have their homes freezing to death because they can't get heating oil. But if this winter turns out to be as hard as the Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting, hopefully it's going to put the final nail in the coffin of this human-caused global warming nonsense. That will be a problem for the U.S. government, because when the American people look at just how completely wrong the U.S. government, NOAA, NASA, all these other agencies were about this, they're going to realize the government has probably been wrong about pretty much everything else. The credibility, legitimacy of this government has never been this fragile in all the history of the United States of America. One more major hit, crack, whether it's Obamacare, Benghazi, whatever, it's going to start falling apart. And high time. Be a good thing for the American people, for this economic system and this government to collapse like the old Soviet Union, and we'd restart our nation the way the Russian republics did, and life would be better for all of us. Pardon me. Now then, MDMA or ecstasy is back in the news. It's being suggested that it be legalized because it seems to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it actually does have valuable use in psychotherapy, but it was declared illegal because too many people, they're having fun. We can't have a medication that people have fun, unless you're in Colorado. That's it for our show. Please remember to go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button. We need your help to stay on the air, to keep this information flowing to you, the American people, so you can make good choices. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.